Connecticut is the only state in the country that has not yet adopted a budget more than 3 months into the fiscal year. The deadlock has a lot to do with the state's changing politics, and as WNPR's Harriet Jones reports from Hartford, there are potentially dire consequences.
For several decades, Connecticut's General Assembly was deep blue, and despite the occasional Republican in the governor's mansion, Democrats pretty much could do as they liked at budget time. But all that changed last November.
The Senate is in session. Will senators please return to the chamber?
In 2016, Republicans slashed the Democrats' majority in the state House to just 7 seats, and they actually tied the Senate, 18 Democrats and 18 Republicans. And that's one of the biggest factors behind the current budget stalemate.
What you're seeing is a close Republican-Democrat split in the House and Senate, which hasn't been seen in almost 50 years. And that's why this is so difficult.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Themis Claridis. She's been leading the charge to stop what her party sees as fiscal irresponsibility by refusing to back Democrats' budgets. And the two parties have a sizable problem to come to terms with. They're facing a projected budget deficit of more than $3 billion over the next 2 years. In a remarkable reversal last month, Republicans actually managed to persuade enough Democrats in both chambers to vote with them and pass the GOP budget.
Don't worry, I'm not going to sign it.
That was the reaction of Democratic Governor Daniel Molloy, who has decried the only budget to reach his desk so far as unbalanced, unsustainable and unwise. And so the deadlock continues. And what that means is Molloy is left running the state's finances by executive order. Because he has no new revenue-raising power, he's having to make drastic cuts. Nonprofits, which rely on state funds to provide services in the community, are laying off staff. Kristen Calderon works for United Way in New Haven. She says if the situation doesn't get resolved, she's facing unemployment and probably homelessness.
This is not just politics and not just some hypothetical situation. These are people's lives that they're making decisions about, and these decisions are going to make the difference in whether people can take care of their families or not, and in some cases, definitely life or death, I would say.
School districts don't yet know how much state money they'll get more than a month after the kids return to class. And many municipalities are feeling the pinch in other ways, none more so than the capital itself, Hartford, which is facing down a more than $50 million budget hole. It was relying on the state budget to offer aid to tide it over. If that doesn't arrive by early next month, Mayor Luke Bronin says the capital city of the richest state in the nation may file for bankruptcy.
I sent a letter up to the legislature and to the governor a couple of weeks ago and said that I would anticipate asking for permission to file in early November. But I don't think we should be focused on what the specific date is. I think we should be focused on the fact that we all need a capital city that is sustainable and strong.
And there are plenty of independent analysts who believe that prospect should be keeping legislators up at night. There's a potential risk of what's called contagion if Hartford files for bankruptcy, meaning other municipalities in Connecticut could struggle to borrow or even follow suit into insolvency. Stephen Ide is a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a conservative think tank. He says municipal bankruptcy is rare and comes with huge uncertainties.
It's going to be expensive, but how expensive is it going to be? How long will the process take? How much stability will Hartford achieve as a result of bankruptcy? There's no way to know the answer, and so it really is taking a very dramatic leap.
Those are uncertainties that Connecticut Governor Daniel Molloy, for one, would much rather avoid.
To go to sleep at night, I have to believe that there are enough people in this building to put a budget together, because I think in the absence of that, we're doing great damage to the state.
Bipartisan discussions over a budget have been ongoing in Hartford this week. Legislators say they're getting closer to a document they can agree on. For Here and Now, I'm Harriet Jones in Hartford.